Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Rob, last night, you and I both got it right. We did pick the Dallas Cowboys. Neither one of us was a believer in the New York Giants. Look, Brian Daboll's done a fine job. He's got spirits high. You know, it's been a long time since the Giants have even looked decent. And so he's doing a good job, but they still are devoid of a lot of talent. And Dallas beats them 23-16 in New York. Should have been 30-16. Devontae Adams drops. I was upset about that one, Rob. Just dropped the pass. I mean, it couldn't have been any easier to catch. And but he did come back and redeem himself with that great one-handed touchdown catch in the left corner. So he redeemed himself on that. But CD, stop dropping the football. But here's what I want to ask you, Rob. You know, I mean, come on. He dropped another one, too, earlier in the game. But anyway, Rob, the Dallas Cowboys now 2-1 with Cooper Rush leading the way since he's filled in for Dak Prescott. And we don't have to entertain the foolishness that Jerry Jones threw out there about, you know, maybe there will be a quarterback controversy. But here's what I'll say, Rob. I believe that Cooper Rush, because he is a limited quarterback, right? And he wouldn't be backup if he wasn't limited. But because of his skill set. The Dallas Cowboys have been forced to play the way they should be playing, which is our defense is legit, our offense is run first, and we got thunder and lightning. Okay, Zeke isn't what he used to be, but guess what? Zeke and Tony Pollard are what Zeke used to be, or they could be, and they certainly were last night, going for almost 180 yards combined on 28 carries. And then they asked Cooper Rush to be smart, to be efficient, to don't kill us with bad mistakes, and make a play here and there. And he's done that. And Rob, I believe that that is how the Dallas Cowboys need to play when Dak gets back. Forget all this, you know, the last couple years, Rob, they got it in their head. And you know I like Dak, but I've always said, Rob, game manager with playmaking ability. Game manager, but he'll shock you here and there. He'll make a play with his legs. He'll make a play with his arm. So he's not just your typical game manager, Trent Dilfer, that type. You know, he can make some plays more than that. But he's not Aaron Rodgers. Where'd they get in their mind that he's Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen? He's not that. And so when he comes back, they need to play the same way and they can keep winning.
Good luck. Good luck with that turning the clock back, because that horse is out of the barn.
You think?
And yes, I don't believe that they're going to pay a guy $40 million to hand the ball off and get out of the way. I just don't.
He's now, you agree with me, though,
yes,
as far as that's what they should do.
I've been saying this forever. I told you, Chris, he was never elite. Didn't I? I said he was never bought into that. I never
did. Yeah, you definitely didn't think he was elite. It seemed like you didn't think much of him, period.
I didn't. I thought he was a middle-of-the-road quarterback. I really did.
I think they can win with him.
Yeah, but as that, not throwing 40 times a game. That's not okay? And we've seen that in the bad games, Chris, where he's put up these ridiculous numbers. You remember that?
Everybody gets fooled.
Right, and you
remember
last
training camp? Oh, you're going to throw for 6,000 yards?
Exactly. Go back and read the stories. That's what people were saying, Chris. And right. I never bought into it. I remember when Tony Dungy got roasted on NBC. And because he said it the wrong way, but he wasn't wrong.
Right.
Because Dak got hurt, and then he said, this might be a blessing in disguise. And so people were like, you want somebody to get hurt?
Right.
And that's not what he meant. What he meant, he didn't say it right, Chris, so I understand why when you say that after somebody gets hurt, it sounds insensitive. It does. But he meant when the Cowboys were good, they ran the football first, and that set up the pass. And then if you need a third down, a long pass, Chris, or something like that, that's when you use your quarterback. But that's when Ezekiel Elliott was at his prime and the best back in the league. Right. And they had the good defense. And they had a good front line, right? They were good. Not Dak Prescott trying to be Patrick Mahomes, trying to be Aaron Rodgers, trying to be Tom. He's not those guys.
No.
So I hear you, but I don't believe that they can go backwards.
Chris, do you think he would push back? They're paying him too much money just to ask that little of him, if you will, or what? Why not?
I just think I would be stunned if a guy who has put up some numbers, let's not act like he didn't put up any numbers,
right?
Whether they were legit or not, or in the heat of the throes of the game, we could debate. But now he's supposed to be Trent Dilfer or, wait a minute, who else? Or just somebody, Brad Johnson, just hand the ball off and get out the way. Don't throw a pick when we need you to throw.
And see, I'm not trying to go that far. You know, I'm not trying to ask him to be Jameis Winston last year. Remember Jameis Winston last year? When they were 5-2 before he got hurt, he was throwing for like 150 yards a game. I'm not asking him to do that. I'm not asking him to be Jimmy G, Rob. I'm saying 30-ish throws a game.
Okay.
And here's the thing with Dak, and Dak needs to understand this. And I think you'll agree with this, Rob. If Dak Prescott throws 30 times a game, say he's averaging 240 yards a game or something, you know, his numbers are pretty good, but not the elite. But they're winning. He is going to get major love, Rob, because he's the quarterback of a successful Dallas Cowboys team. He don't have to put up Aaron Rodgers numbers to get love, to get endorsements. He already has tons of marketing anyway. So imagine if they were winning.
All right, here's to your point, and here's some numbers. So Dak is 38-12 in his career, Chris, with a quarterback rating of 103.7. When he attempts less than 35 passes. You just said in the 30s, okay?
Right.
So that's a great number, 38
right.
and 12. When it's 35-plus passes, right, 35 or more, Dak is 14-20, and his quarterback rating drops to 93.1. So there's part of what you're talking about.
Right.
I just think I don't know if he's going to be that willing to go back and say, we want you to follow the route of Cooper Rush, who played at, where did he play, at Central Michigan? Yeah, we want you to be him. Can you be him?
Well, you don't put it that way.
I'm just saying.
You think they're going to? Yeah, let's keep it real,
Cooper Rush?
Well, they were saying before the season started, none of us believed it. And to be honest, we didn't really get a chance to see it, right? Because he got hurt in the first game. But they were saying, remember Jerry was saying, the offense has to run through Zeke, which we all thought was ludicrous because Zeke ain't Zeke anymore. But Zeke and Tony Pollard, right? Tony Pollard had 100-plus yards, I think 105 yards and 13 carries.
What was that big run he had? He had an awesome run up
the middle. Like 46 yards. Yeah. And then Zeke was fine, too. Zeke had 73 on 15 carries. I can live with the duo, the two-headed monster. And I think, Rob, Dak only threw it like 31 times against Tampa. So, look, maybe that was the plan entering the season. Again, we know that's what they said. Mike McCarthy, Rob, never a big run game type guy in Green Bay, right? But he's been forced to play that way with Cooper Rush. So that's how I think they should do it. Look, Philly probably is still the class of that division, but they can definitely make the playoffs if they play smart.
Yeah.
Because I don't want Dak coming back. Because you know what's going to happen, Rob. Let's say they go 3-1 with Cooper Rush. And Dak comes back and now he's slinging it all over the yard. And they start losing. Now you will have, even if it might not be deserved, you will have a quarterback controversy.
Or at least a conversation.
Right, because people will be, rumbling.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This week, teams are getting into training camp, and they're having their media days where they talk to the media for the first time since the end of last season. And on Sunday, the Milwaukee Bucks had their media day, and Giannis Antetokounmpo, the best player in the league, I'd say in most people's estimation, he actually said, Rob, you know, he's from Greece by way of Africa.
It's all Greek to me. Go ahead.
He said that playing in Europe, and, you know, a lot of them were over there, most all of them were over there playing in the European championships and all that this summer. He said that playing in Europe is harder than playing in the NBA. Here he is.
First of all, the game in Europe is way harder than the game in the NBA. And I don't want to disrespect. The talent, obviously, in the NBA, it's way higher. But the space is just... You have a lot of lanes to drive the ball, a lot of lanes to create. It's just, I think over there is more intense. Like people pick you up full court, double team you. full court zone, to man to the last 5 second double teams from the start from zone, and then they go man to man last 10 seconds, and then the double team in the post. There's no lanes to drive. Like, it's just the more physical, because I don't know if it's because the talent's less and you have to be, you know, kind of be more physical to catch up with that, but like it's harder.
Wow. I mean, he went into detail, too.
Not to disrespect the NBA, right. But I'm going to disrespect the NBA and say, it's cotton, Charmin, soft, Chris. That's what it is.
Well, Rob, there's more. They asked Nikola Jokic, what is he, two-time MVP? If he agreed with Giannis, yeah, he did. Yes, he said, is it harder? Yes, because I think you really need to have quick thinking. In the NBA, if you go by the guy, you can see the help is coming. In Europe, help is always there, so you need to think and play ahead. It's interesting. Then they asked Luka Doncic. They asked him actually in March, and he didn't go as far as to say it's easier, the NBA, but he said in Europe, in the EuroLeague, he said it's more team basketball. It's more tactics, and he said it's easier to score in the NBA. This is a direct quote. It's easier to score in the NBA. Scoring 30 points in a EuroLeague game is harder than in an NBA game, 100%. I'm just saying that this because of the rules. Rob, this is a problem because these are the best players in the league. These aren't like, you know, Rasho Nesterovic, Ricky Rubio saying that. Luka Doncic, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and Nikola Jokic, Rob, are three of the best seven players in the world. And they are telling you, this is easier. And here's the interesting thing, Rob. If you listen to what they're saying, Giannis said the floor is not as spread. So did Jokic, right? It's not as spread out. So what they mean is there's more bodies in the paint. The floor over there is a little bit smaller. So obviously it's not going to be as spread out. And the three-point line is shorter. So the bodies aren't as far away from the basket. So what they're saying is there's more people in the lane. It's not as spread out as the NBA. It's more physical than the NBA. You can get, you know, you can body cat. You got to think more. And there's more, Luka threw in, there's more team basketball in Europe. Rob, call me crazy, but you know what that sounds like? The old NBA, right? Michael Jordan's NBA, Magic Johnson's NBA.
You mean the one, Chris, the NBA that all the youngins and the Rob Guerras, the Rob G's disrespect and act like nobody could play? Those guys?
That NBA, yes.
Yes, because it's Charmin soft. But we tell you every day, Chris and I keep saying, it's easy to score in the NBA.
Easy.
Pay no Easy. Attention to that man behind the curtain. Those numbers are fraudulent. They are.
It's easy, Rob. I mean, when we say Michael Jordan could average 40 today, that's not hyperbole. I mean it. I'm not saying he'd average 40 for his career, but he would have seasons where he averaged 40 points.
Chris, I think that's not even a stretch. If he averaged 30, right?
37 1 year, 35 right. Another.
But if you add three or four three-pointers in the mix, that's all you're talking
about. That's it right there.
That gives you 40.
Not to mention all the pounding he took, you wouldn't have to take.
Right. Every time you touch the guy, foul.
Right.
I mean, let's be honest. The league, Chris, moved to this. They wanted more offense. They wanted to make the games more high score. And I remember I was in Detroit when the Pistons held 13 opponents in a row under 75 points. Chris, do you remember that?
Yeah. And I'm not trying to go back that far. But
no,
you
I'm
know,
just saying.
Right. There's a happy medium. But
I'm just
you're
saying,
right.
but the
yeah,
league
they,
didn't
it,
want
it was
that.
Physical. Right.
It was
right,
physical.
Right, right.
And they didn't want that. So that and then we saw that famous NBA finals where Dwayne Wade shot 200 free throws, because that's what it felt like, Chris.
Right.
You remember?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was ridiculous. Every time they touched him, he shot a free throw. And
Rob,
so we went from what they're now describing, Chris, as a physical basketball, which we used to see in the NBA, to this kid glove league. That's where we are.
Rob, it is. I was talking to a GM, and I'm sure I've mentioned this on the show before. This was a couple years ago. And he told me, we're becoming, he's a GM in the NBA. He said, we're becoming glorified street ball. Because, Rob, for the most teams, it's high pick and roll and ISO.
Mm-hmm.
Drive and kick. High pick and roll, ISO, and drive and kick. That's it. And it's like, because everybody's so talented. And look, I'll be the first to say, like the European player said it, the talent. And I think what they mean is the athleticism.
Yep, that's what they mean.
The players are more athletic today. You've got more guys that run and jump higher or a little quicker than you used to have. It's not that you didn't have those guys, but now I think there's more of them today. But they don't play five-man basketball. High pick and roll is two-man basketball. ISO is one-man basketball. Drive and kick is kind of maybe two-man. Maybe, because you drive against your man, and if help comes, you kick it out to a guy for a shot. And that is what the NBA has become, but it makes it easier. I mean, these guys are telling you, and they're dominating the NBA. Giannis's numbers are, like, historic. Jokic is almost averaging a triple-double, as is Luka. The next player other than Westbrook, if he were to do it again, to average a triple-double route, if there's another player, it's going to be one of those two, I think, Luka or Jokic. They're coming over here putting up video game numbers. And, Rob, I'm going to be honest. I'm not saying I don't foresee it coming anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even saying I want to say, I still think the NBA is the best league in the world, but I do think if they had a world basketball tournament where the winner of each league, so you had, the winner of the NBA, the NBA champion, maybe play the Euro League champion or whoever the best player, maybe it's several leagues and their champions all play. I don't think we win it every year. I really don't, because I think they're, like they said, team basketball. Rob, Golden
Chris,
State's not the most talented team in the league.
No.
They just play five-man basketball.
And here's the other thing. The proof, Chris, is in the pudding with your MVP awards the last few years. Just
that
you can
Great
say
point.
Whatever you want.
Great point.
It's gone to, right? Three straight. To non-American players. That's
yep.
just fact.
Yep. Yep. I mean, that's a great point. And like I said, Golden State, they've dominated the league the last several years. And they play five-man basketball. Draymond Green was a second-round pick. Steph Curry was number seven pick from Davidson. Klay Thompson was a low lottery pick, 12th, I think. From Washington or wherever. I mean, these aren't guys that are like the most talented in the world.
Draymond,
but they play together.
State.
They're smart. Draymond's a smart player. They play five-man ball.
Draymond's undersized,
yep,
but he does a lot of the other stuff. Yep.
San Antonio, Rob, toward the end of their reign, when they waxed Miami in 2014, Tim Duncan was an old man by then. You had Ginobili. Parker was even toward the end of his, run as a great player. And they ran circles around Miami. And you can argue, I know you would argue, should have beat them the year before.
Should have.
Why? They played team basketball. It wasn't give it to your boy and let him shake up his man and either go to the hole and score himself or give it, pass it off to somebody else to do it. I mean, so this should be a wake-up call, Rob, that dudes are saying this. And again, I still do believe the NBA is the best league, but we get our hands full when it comes to the Olympics. I mean, we remember we were losing before, but look, I'm not talking about sending our best 12 to play everybody else's best 12. Rob, I'm talking about teams.
Right.
I'm talking about sending the NBA champion, the Bucks or the Clippers or the Warriors or whoever it's going to be, to play the winning team over there. I think it'd be interesting. And so, Rob G, all y'all youngins out there.
You know he bit his tongue already. I can't believe he didn't crack the mic.
Yeah, yeah.
Where crack are you, Rob G?
Crack that mic. You ain't got nothing to say.
What do you want me to say?
Right here, pass.
Hey. Yeah, I know you're only focusing on the headline. Oh, yeah, it's harder in the European League. But Giannis said right in the beginning, part of the reason why they play like this is because they're not as talented. So they have to play this way.
But we look. What is
Michael Jordan wasn't talented. So then your issue is with the way that the coaches are doing these things is because hey, we have guys who can do so much more than they could back
no,
then.
No, that's not what
that
it
we're
is.
Not going to
no,
let
no,
them.
No,
know.
That
yes,
is not
what
Chris.
It is.
Not is
they
not
wanted,
it. Look, Michael Jordan is the GOAT because he had all world athleticism
with fundamentals
combined. Mm-hmm. Yep. With fundamentals and basketball IQ.
Right.
I'm telling you, I agree. If these players today combined all that great talent, shooting ability,
with the
ball
other stuff.
Handling, right, with the other stuff, knowing how to play with four other players, not just one other player, then they would be, it would be awesome.
But they don't play that, Rob G.
Yeah,
you
but
know
they,
it.
But also going back in the 80s and 90s, there were guys who could not flat out play in today's game at all.
Well,
it goes
then
both
but
ways.
There's also guys today that couldn't play in that game.
Yeah, it goes both ways.
We saw how Kevin Durant liked physical play.
All of a sudden,
Boston.
It wasn't
Kevin
that
Durant
easy.
Has been playing for over a decade. He's been playing in different versions of the NBA his entire career.
Not, but it has
and you're,
never
you're pointing
been
out one
physical.
Series where he
it
didn't
is,
play well. When
it has never been as
he
physical
didn't, he didn't play
as
against those Spurs teams when he was with Oklahoma City. He didn't play against Powell and Kobe and then
those
the Lakers with 3 7
older.
footers.
Well, he
those
got manhandled.
I know it's easy for you
and
to say these
dominating
things on
the league.
TV because no one's
numbers.
Going to say anything back to you, but
he was
Chris, you're wrong
up
on
numbers.
This one.
Oh, listen to you.
You're wrong.
He was putting up numbers,
wait a
but
minute.
He wasn't
Nick,
dominating. What were
Nick
they winning?
Wrong can't say anything
no, because everybody wants to defer to Chris because he's the old guy on the set. That's why.
No. I'm the wise guy on the set. I'm the wise guy between me and you. No, I'm saying dudes. Durant wasn't dominating the league. He put up numbers. Bob McAdoo put up numbers. He wasn't dominating the league.
You don't think Kevin Durant was dominating with Oklahoma City? That's why it was such a big hullabaloo when he went to the Warriors, because he was already, at worst, the second best player in the league.
He was a great player, but I said he wasn't winning. He's a great player, but he wasn't winning. That's what we're talking about. I'm about wins, boy. Rings, jewelry.
So because he wasn't beating the Kobe Powell Lakers and then he wasn't beating the Heatles, that's why he wasn't dominating.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name. That's my game.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
We saw last night in the Cowboys-Giants game that Sterling Shepard, the receiver for the Giants, tore his ACL in a non-contact injury, and he's out for the season. He tore it on the turf. And Odell Beckham Jr., who we know has suffered injuries and is out right now because of an injury, he tweeted after the injury, just get rid of all the effing, all of it effing together, bro. He's talking about the grass or the turf, AstroTurf. Billions made off this game. I can't understand why we can't play on grass. This ish is rough. Prayers up for my brother. It's just hurt my heart. You know, there's some expletives in there, plus just some shoddy spelling. But that's how you read tweets, and the grammar ain't all that either. I mean, right. No period.
He a football player. Right. Leave alone, Chris Broussard. Like,
I'm like, I mean, bro, if Odell Beckham Jr. is clearly smart. I mean, come on, bro. But anyway, we get the point. Rob. I got a take, but I don't know if you got a stronger take. So I'm going to say my thing. You and I have said this, and I think it's indisputable. For all the NFL's talk about caring about the health of the players, if you really, you don't care. I mean, sure, I'm not saying you want guys to get injured and all that. You want them to stay healthy to keep playing, of course. But if you really cared about the health, concussions, other injuries, you wouldn't have forced the 17th game. I love football. I'm fine with the 17 games, but I was fine with 16. All right? And so you did that to make more money. You've just increased the players' chances of getting hurt because they got an extra regular season game. So that's proof. But then this, Rob, the reason they play on turf, there are a handful of teams, Chicago and a few others that still have real grass. But the reason the majority of teams have turf, as I'm sure most people know, it's cheaper. It's easier to maintain and keep up in good shape grass is tough. Grass gets in bad shape. Grass is not easy to maintain week in and week out, especially when the weather gets bad. But if you cared, Rob, about the health of the players, because here's the statistic. NFL players are 28% more likely to get injured, to suffer a non-contact injury on turf than they are on grass, real grass. So if you really just, if the player's health was your number one priority, or even really, really, really high up there, then you would lose a little bit of money to play on grass. So I get what OBJ's saying. And I've said for a while, Rob, I don't mind them going to grass. Game will be a little tad bit slower. But if it's healthier, I'm good with it.
Yeah. We all know it's a financial thing, Chris. It's just once you put that turf down, the upkeep isn't the same. And this is what happened. But there's a famous baseball quote, Chris. I don't know if you even know this. From Dick Allen, the slug who played for the Phillies. And, you know, the old veteran stadium in Philadelphia had artificial turf. And he had a great quote. If a cow can't eat it, I don't want to play on it. Like, that is, I think that's perfect.
Right,
Dick Allen.
Right.
Because, you know, that's when they started to put that in for saving money. Put it in one time and we're good to go. We don't have, it's expensive to keep a field.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's a lot of money with groundskeepers. And if you don't have to do that, that's why a lot of – because outdoor stadiums had it. It wasn't just like the Astrodome. We get it. Indoors, Chris.
Right.
And they
right.
even have stuff now that you could have real grass that you can have indoors, and then you pull it outside the stadium for it to get, you know, cut and right. sunlight and rain or whatever, and then you put it back to play on. Like, they have that. So it costs money. But the players are
the Cardinals. Yeah,
like I'm always like, these are things that's worth fighting for. Chris just gave you the stat. 28% more likely to get hurt on artificial turf. That's reason to fight for that, Chris, in the collective bargaining. That is.
Right.
We're not playing on artificial turf. No.
Well, because, Rob, the collective bargaining is always about finance. And this could affect your finances. What if you go out there as a rookie and get hurt?
Cut your career short, right?
Absolutely. You know? And so I agree with you. And look, we just saw it with the NBA, right? The league wasn't going to get rid of Robert Sarver.
No. Nope.
Took the players and, you know, some advertisers and stuff like that, but mainly the players.
Players, they make a stink. You could get things done. You're the game.
Yep.
You're the game. I'm sorry. They're
if
the game.
If more of them understood that, man, or just... You know, look, you're right. I mean, yeah, it'd be nice if the NFL would just do it out of the goodness of their heart.
That ain't happening.
But if they won't, then force them to.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine. Or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.